weather forecast. Today, cooler than yesterday. A fair amount of cloudiness. Might be a little rain later this afternoon. Temperatures then in the 40s, going down to 35 tonight. Expect some rain and a thunderstorm late tonight, and tomorrow looks like a rather nasty day. Periods of rain, maybe a thunderstorm, high 42. And then it'll be cold on Saturday. A couple of snow showers, a high temperature only 31. But then probably back to 40 degrees or better on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday. Colder again later next week. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Cloudy throughout the region, EA. It's 42 in Kenosha. It is 41 in Burlington, 43 in Milwaukee, and here at WRJN in Racine, 41 degrees. At 22 minutes until 11 o'clock, it's a throwback Thursday. You could play baseball in this weather.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially, you know, yesterday was great. So.
Yeah, but it's today, Mark.
I know. But you could, yeah. How many times have you seen the Cubs play on opening day with some flurries?
I've been there when that happened.
Yes.
My mom let me go to opening day. I was probably, I'm going to say I was 14. Took my brothers. Steve is 3 years younger, so he was 11. Jimmy is 3 years younger than that, so he was 8.
So did you go on the L?
Of course. Yeah. Dropped us off at the Skokie Swift. We were in snowsuits and blankets and still froze our tuchus.
Oh, yeah.
So it's my dad's 80th birthday, huge Cubs fan. Could not have been any more thrilled with the Cubs result. Obviously, his entire life waited, as we all have, for the Cubs to win a World Series. So my mom had a great idea for his 80th birthday that we would go to the Cubs game this summer at Wrigley Field with the aforementioned brothers. And so last night, while they were on their anniversary dinner, my brother Steve, who does even a better Harry Carey than I do, we called and left a voicemail in our Harry Carey voices announcing his birthday present.
Is that the one you're going to on July 4th?
No, July 4th is against my American League team, the Tampa Bay Rays.
I thought maybe
we had a date. It was against the Cardinals on a Sunday night, the 23rd of July, but he's going on a cruise already, which you would have thought. His wife of 58
Cub
years.
Cub game, cruise, I'm going to take the Cub game.
Yeah, but he's going to do both. We'll just have to adjust. We haven't gotten the tickets yet. So we have to. But my brother Jimmy was smart. He said we got to get a night game because you know, it can get pretty humid out there on the north side of Chicago at the friendly confines there, you know.
I don't like night games. I mean, I enjoy them, watching them on TV. I don't like going to them.
Yeah, but it could be really hot.
Yeah, it can be.
And my dad's 80 years old. He's very healthy. He's healthier than I am, I think. Maybe not. But he's inspired me.
You're a chip off the old block.
He dropped about 50 pounds or more. He's a lean, mean fighting machine now.
I've dropped 27 pounds since the first of the year.
Since your surgery?
No, since the first of the year. When I had my surgery, I went down to 205, went back up to 217. I'm down to 190 right now.
Wow.
But part of that's from trying. Part of it's you know what else is going on in my life. So.
Losing your laptop.
Yeah.
Stressed out about the Cubs, trying to repeat.
I am not stressed out about the Cubs.
Is the W flag that they didn't steal the W flag
at the I-Corps
house.
And all the Cub paraphernalia I had up, and I said my bobblehead doll was sitting right on the table. They didn't take that.
So. That's good.
Yeah.
First spring training game tomorrow.
Yep, against the Giants.
Gigantes. The defense of the World Series champion starts next month, it is next month already. At St. Louis against the dreaded Cardinals. Did you see they've got a new Cubs-Cardinals History Museum?
No.
In Springfield?
I didn't see that. No.
Yeah, dude, you got to get your laptop back so you can get back on the internet.
Yes.
In the meantime, we need to update Mark in the world of sports because he cannot look up things on the internet, which we will do in a minute.
W260CV Racine is 99.9 FM.
Tile meets style. Right now at the Home Depot, we have a vast selection of mosaic tiles. They start at just $4.99 each.
Oh,
the great Stevie Wonder on your radio, friend. It is 11 minutes until 11 o'clock. Thursday morning, Glenn Klein, Mark Eichhorst, a community conversation on WRJN with Jocelyn Fish. She is the director of marketing and development for the Racine Theater Guild. Good morning, Jocelyn.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm here with you guys.
What could be better, really?
I know.
So let's find out a little bit about Jocelyn Fish. Worst time that somebody gave you because your last name was Fish?
I get a lot of questions about that, actually. Mm-hmm. Most people call me Fish. It gets confusing when I'm with most of the rest of my family. So then there's just a bunch of fishes around.
Yes.
It's a whole school of fish.
You should see our Christmas tree. It's quite interesting. We have fish ornaments from every vacation we've ever been on, and we probably have enough to have our own fish tree if we wanted to.
Just a whole fish tree.
A whole fish tree.
How much do you enjoy fish?
As a food, it's very good.
Yes.
In Wisconsin, you have to.
You do?
It's a requirement.
Yes. Favorite fish to eat?
Oh, man. Perch.
You're a perch girl.
Mm-hmm.
Perch is good.
Lake perch.
Lake perch. Do you ever have muskie?
I have not.
When I owned the summer camp, I used to own a summer camp at Eagle River. The first year we owned the camp, our caretaker illegally soaked the line before muskie season started.
Oh, gosh.
And he caught it. And he just tied it up to the dock and just waited. It took him an hour and a half to pull that thing in. It was 35 pounds. And he recruited a cook from a local restaurant because he knew that she could really do it up. A bunch of my friends were up from Chicago. And she stuffed it with wild rice. And we hired her on the spot to cook at the camp.
Oh my gosh.
Jeannie Petrowski. She cooked at the camp for about 25 years. So how does Jocelyn Fish end up in Racine, Wisconsin?
Well, actually, for this job. Fun fact, I was born here, but we moved shortly after I was born, so don't remember too much. So it's kind of nice to be back in Racine and learning about the community and now working for this awesome organization, the Racine Theater Guild.
Where'd you grow up?
Reedsburg, Wisconsin.
Reedsburg, Wisconsin.
About 20 minutes south of Wisconsin Dells.
Magnum.media has a radio station.
Yes,
in
they do. I've got some good friends there.
You do?
I do. Mr. Tom Demean is a good man over there.
It's not as good a station as this one.
Okay. I'll find out, I guess.
They don't have Mark Eichhorst.
No.
At that station. We have Jocelyn Fish. She is the marketing director and of development for the Racine Theater Guild. So why theater?
You know, I think theater is a great, especially at this time in our lives, escapism for people, whether they are on stage or whether they're viewing a performance. It's a nice way to kind of maybe get away from chatter that's happening out in the quote-unquote real world.
Okay, so, what is this chatter you speak of?
maybe some of it might be political, you know, things like that. But, you know, it's a great way for people to express themselves, to find a way to meet new people. You know, you enjoy going to the theater. I enjoy going to the theater. Let's talk about it. I enjoy acting. You enjoy set building. Let's make a show together. So it's really kind of a unique collaboration between a lot of people.
That is how my oldest daughter, Hannah, met her husband, Angel, in a high school play.
There you go.
And they've been married 3 years now. They never have been apart since they were 16.
Wow.
And Hannah is a very accomplished actress.
Mm-hmm.
She is getting her master's at SCAD. You know what SCAD is?
I do not.
It is the Savannah College of Art and Design.
Oh, cool.
One of the top theater schools in the country, where a lot of films and television shows are produced now.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to be in a sitcom taping next weekend in Savannah that I'm going down for to see.
Very fun.
Yeah. They saw her in a different production, the director of the sitcom, and they were so impressed with her, they wrote a new role for her in the sitcom. You'll hear about
that.
Her. Hannah Ciclana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's got game.
Cool.
She's got game. She was 1 month old, and a local congregation that we attended needed a baby Jesus. And so she was a baby Jesus.
She worked out perfectly.
At a month old, and she killed.
Good. Good. Those acting skills starting early.
What is playing at the Racine Theater Guild right now?
Actually, opening tomorrow night, we have That Darn Plot, which is kind of one of those plays within a plays, but with a twist. It centers around Mark W. Tramson, who is a playwright and trying to create a new new piece in one night. So we see him writing, we see his actors, and it's all kind of rolling along nicely until his estranged son shows up and kind of throws everything off course, and the actors start to rebel a bit. So it's a different view, I think, of the theater side of things. Whether you've been in a show, I think you'll appreciate it, or if you've seen a show, you'll kind of appreciate that backside of things.
So the play is happening that you're watching, but it's about a play that's being written.
Correct.
That darn plot.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
You know, there's the old saying, cast of thousands. How many people locally do you have to choose from for each play?
Oh, my gosh. It depends. We do open auditions every time. All of our actors and crew members are volunteers. I think a lot of people forget that. So they come from not only Racine, but Kenosha, Burlington, Milwaukee. Come down. They have to audition, kind of put themselves out there. And it varies from show to show. We also have this weekend auditions for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is going to be performing in May, and it's a very fun show.
So, I mean, that's a musical.
That's a musical, and that actually includes children as well. So we're casting everyone from ages 10 and up for the show.
That is a great show. Mm-hmm. I saw it back in the day when it first came out. That's really
And good. We did it, the Racine Theater Guild did it in 1997, and so it's coming back 20 years later.
You'll have to get to that show, Glenn, and see a show at the Racine Theater Guild. Absolutely amazing facility. It is.
It's a great theater.
Great place to watch a play. Or hear a concert, too, because they recently, and I shouldn't say recently, a few years ago, put in a new sound system. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
She's Jocelyn Fish. She is the Director of Marketing and Development at said Racine Theater Guild. That Darn Plot this weekend, a mystery, I would think.
sort of
a mystery, a drama.
A comedy, actually.
It's a comedy.
It is a comedy.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Kind of some dry humor, but good comic relief too,
and recommended for children of all ages, so to speak.
We got a call yesterday. If a 13-year-old, I would say maybe 13 and above, you know, it might not hold a 10-year-old's attention very well. They might get lost and confused, but
well, 10-year-olds that will happen to no matter what they're doing. Their attention span is about 30 seconds these days.
Jocelyn, you mentioned all the actors and stage directors and everything are volunteers. Are you looking for volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers. And, you know, it's nothing you have to come in knowing either. A lot of the pieces of the theater are very teachable. You know, we do everything from costume design to props to set building. Our actors, our singers, our dancers, even our board of directors. You know, there's a lot of different ways people can get involved. You get to meet a lot of really, really interesting people from all backgrounds. Most of them still have full-time jobs and then come to the theater at night and put together these amazing pieces of work. So everyone's welcome to join.
How long is That Darn Plot running for?
That will go until March 12th, and then we actually open just 2 weeks after that our next show, which is The Iliad, The Odyssey, and all of Greek mythology in 99 minutes or less.
Wow.
So that's going to be quite something.
So as this production, That Darn Plot, is underway, you guys are already rehearsing for the next. Wow.
Yes.
That's busy. That's a busy Racine Theater.
Yes, it is.
So how are you liking Racine so far?
It's really nice. I've met some very, again, interesting people. A lot of hidden gems here, I think. You know, getting to know the streets.
Thank you. I've never been called that before, but thank you.
You guys are a couple hidden gems, right?
Mark's hidden. I'm not so hidden.
Oh, okay.
I'm out there.
But no, it's going. It's very nice to.
Have you heard of the organization Ask Me Why I Love Racine?
I have. Yeah. We follow each other on Instagram. I know both of our Racine Theater account and me personally. So it's kind of nice to see that kind of promotion, talking about what's going on in town. You know, different organizations, small businesses, entrepreneurs. How the manufacturing side is getting involved. It's very cool.
Well, one of the reasons we love Racine is the Racine Theater Guild. That Darn Plot this weekend starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
And tickets are available at the box office.
Yes.
What's your website?
RacineTheater.org. Box office phone number is 262-633-4218.
She's Jocelyn Fish, another great advocate here in the beautiful city of Racine.
Yeah, it's great to have her here. We'll have her right back on the show. in a couple of weeks to talk about the next play coming, too.
Great.
We'll say hello to all the folks there, Doug Instanis and everybody at the Racine Theater Guild.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
You were awesome. This is Glenn Klein, Mark Eichhorst, and now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to Ask Dr. Phil on your radio friend.
It's Ask Dr. Phil. Do you feel that your partner is not being sensitive to what's really important to you in your relationship? You may